Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Keith Steen, the Director of Operations here at Rose Hall in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Cinnamon Hill and White Witch are the two golf courses here, Keith. And first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. What a view from atop here at the clubhouse at White Witch, overlooking the beautiful Caribbean and the golf course. Spectacular. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yes, the view is amazing. We are about 600 feet above sea level. We have, on the White Witch course, we've got 16 holes that you have a direct ocean view. A couple holes on the back nine that get tucked back in. But yeah, it's fabulous up here. Beautiful.
White Witch was built in 2000. You were talking about the fact that it was part of the Shaw's wonderful world of golf. What are your memories of that?
Now, that was terrific. So that was back on August 25th, year 2000. We had Vijay Singh and Hal Sutton come down here, and that whole crew from Shell's Wonderful World Golf, ABC, you know, Wild World of Sports, all those guys, Mr. Whitaker and all that. Yeah, it was great. It was a good experience.
You know, there's two golf courses that you can play here, plus you have Half Moon, plus you have Trial, right? So golf here in Jamaica, and especially in Montego Bay, there are a lot of options, a lot of variety.
Which we talk about that a lot. There's four courses with, you know, within a half an hour east or west of the Montego Bay Airport. And really all four of them are very unique. And at, like I say, White Witch is 600 feet above sea level. The Cinnamon Hill Golf Course is right on the water. There's two holes that play right along the ocean. Half Moon is more of a parkland, inland kind of golf course. And then Half Moon also, as you know, was designed back in the 40s, kind of that romantic era architecture. And it has a couple holes on the ocean as well. It's a lovely golf course. So, yeah, there's the diversity and the difference in the golf courses here. It's terrific.
There's a lot of historical significance here, Keith. Talk a little bit about what people can expect when they come and visit.
Yeah, that's what's unique about this. We have on our courses here, the Rose Hall courses, we have two great houses. Most of these courses used to be sugarcane plantations back in the 16th, 17th, 18th century. So we have aqueducts, we have cemeteries, and we have great houses and all kinds of stuff that are related to that that time of when the West Indies was known for big sugar.
And the great house was built back in 1747. It's still on the property.
Yes, it was started, the information we have is the construction started in the late 1740s, 50s. It was completed by 1770. Well before the United States got independence from England. This was a functioning full-on house and people living here, and it was a farm and all that stuff. Yeah.
And Johnny Cash. I always remember playing the golf course and pointing out to whoever I was playing with, that's Johnny Cash's house. Talk a little bit about where it is and who owns it today.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. So our owner, who developed this property, came here in 1958. His name was John Rollins. And he fell in love with the property, and he ended up purchasing about 26,000 acres. And on the golf course was the two great houses, and one of them was the Cinnamon Hill Great House. And he grew up in Tennessee, just a few miles from Johnny Cash, and they were childhood friends. So Mr. Cash bought the property, the Cinnamon Hill Great House, from Mr. Rollins in about 1964, right in there. And he lived there until he passed away. He wrote a lot of his albums and records there. And when he was tired of touring, he would come to Jamaica and hang out in his little house over there and loved it. He was a really nice man. He would come around to the golf courses all the time and just putter around. He loved watching people play golf, and he would sip on Coca-Cola, and he was a real character. I met him several times, and he was a nice man to chat to and just talk about things. When Johnny passed away, the family ran it for a couple of years, and I'm not exactly sure who Roseanne, I think, is maybe the next in line. But the family sold it back to the Rollins family, and it took us a couple of years to get the licensing to run it as a tour, and we have that in place now. And so we have tours at the Rose Hall Great House and the Cinnamon Hill Great House, and all of Johnny Cash's he left his stuff. It's all still there. It's untouched.
So fascinating. Getting back to the White Witch course, named after a legendary Annie Palmer, and you know, there's all this myth about, you know, this area being haunted. What's that all about, Keith?
That's I could see that. I personally, at nighttime, this whole entire property takes on this. It's a different aura. It's kind of, and I will say it. I admit to it. It's kind of spooky here at night. So is it haunted? I don't know. I'd leave that up to you. But after twilight, there is a little feeling that something was happening here.
Well, as I was reading about this legend, it holds that Rose Hall is haunted by this white witch, Annie Palmer. She practiced dark magic, made male slaves lovers, and then killed them. And then one of the slaves apparently murdered her, and her guest rooms around Rose Hall are haunted.
That is on record, so there may be some folks out there that are married that probably would maybe agree with her, so, you know, me being maybe one of them. But yeah, that's true. She was tough on husbands. But yeah, this is, in the evenings, you could almost picture her out there riding around on her horse and just creating havoc.
Talk about your background, Keith. What's your background in golf and your... obviously a connection to Jamaica. You must love it here. You've been here for a while.
So way back when, I'm from Toronto, Ontario, just outside of Toronto, and my dad had sold his bakery way back in the late early 70s, and he bought a golf course. So I grew up on a golf course, and he'd sold the first one, and he'd bought a second one, and by that time I'd moved to Toronto to go to university, and then I moved to Australia, and I hung out there for a while, and I went there to caddy on the ANZ tour way back when, and then moved back here, and then 90s, I was offered a job in England, and I turned it down, and then kind of had a remorseful feeling after that, and this position came up in Jamaica, and my plan was to spend 2 years and then go to Asia like a lot of my friends were doing, and I've never left, so I've been here since in Jamaica since 1992, and I got married in 99. We have three lovely children, and yeah, I don't really have any plans to depart anytime soon.
That's a great story. Everybody who comes here seems to just love it. I know Kevin Cunningham, who's the director of golf over at Half Moon, was saying the same thing. I mean, he's just loving life right here in Jamaica. Talk about the experience here for golfers, whether they come from Canada or the States or Europe. What can they expect here? Why is Jamaican golf so special?
That's a great question. A lot of folks love this country. The caddy program, we have a lot of really interesting, fun caddies that make your day enjoyable. But really, it's the people of Jamaica that are wonderful. All your interactions are very, very pleasant. A lot of Jamaicans are very, very funny. I find their sense of humor is just really, really unique and unique to the island. And maybe living here, you have you can understand it a little bit more. It's quite clever. And then, like Anne, as she opened up, the views here are just stunning. You know, you look at the ocean views to the north, and then the mountain views to the south, and then the hillsides are all covered with greenery and trees and stuff like that. It is just as I can't even describe it. You'd have to come and check it out. The views, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be.
And the resorts offer, you know, just incredible shoreline. You know, the beach is just stunning, no matter where you are, where you're staying right here in Montego Bay. And you have the spas. You have the culinary. I was very impressed with the food, Keith. I mean, we had some incredible meals at Half Moon.
We just did a fam trip with some tour operators that sell golf, and we spent the last 3 days at Half Moon. Stunning. Absolutely stunning property. It is beautiful. And yeah, the food was terrific.
The Italian food, restaurant, then the the sugar mill, that's a whole historic thing in itself. And here, as you were talking about the historic ruins on the course, the aqueduct that brought water in during the 18th century, that you know, the stone walls, the grave sites, the monuments. I mean, there's just so much to take in. It's more than a golf experience, really. If you enjoy, as you say, the panoramic views of the Caribbean, if you enjoy the caddy friendliness, the hospitality, if you enjoy the whole experience, great instruction, right? It's just been very, very special. It's a special trip. I think the people make it even more so. The hospitality and the welcome you get here is second to none.
Yeah, one of the other thing is the movie, the James Bond franchise, Live and Let Die, probably a good quarter or half of that movie was filmed right on our property. The cemetery scene and the where they blow up the poppy field and all that, that's just right around the corner. And they filmed some of that. Dr. No was filmed down in the Half Moon Hotel. So a lot of history here. A lot of things have happened in Jamaica over the years.
If you're a Bond fan, you can definitely definite locales that you see in the many James Bond movies. What is going on? I know you have the Annie's Revenge tournament going on. They do that every year. Talk a little bit about some of the special events that you're hosting this week and in the future.
Yeah, so the Annie's Revenge is named after Annie Palmer. You know, so there's a little bit of action there, which she's revenging all of us. But so we invite, it's hosted by us and the Jamaica Tourist Board. We invite teams. It's a pro-am, pros from golf courses in Canada and the United States. And we come down, we play all three courses, the White Witch, the Cinnamon Hill, and Half Moon through the week. A Beer Star is our host hotel for the week, and everybody's piled in there. So we're in the process right now of getting everybody together and hosting that. Starts on Thursday. It's 54 holes. And I think this is going to be the 15th or 16th playing of the event. It's very popular and well-received. It's a good event. And the hospitality is as much Red Stripe as you possibly can consume. It's quite something. Sponsored by Red Stripe, so we love our Red Stripe and our Appleton rum. I'm not lying to you. It's everywhere. So, come on down. Check it out.
Red Stripe, they drink it like water here. All the people that come from all over to play in Annie's Revenge. Well, you must have played with some incredible personalities through the years. Can you give me a good story about maybe a foursome you played with that's been kind of different, either a Hollywood star or a professional golfer? Who would you say? Tell me a story about a memorable foursome.
Well, we did host the celebrity tournament here back. We were the only event outside of the United States. So we did have that there. So all those guys were Roger Clemens and all those guys, Terry Bradshaw, they were here. But one fellow that we played golf with, he just showed up one day, Boston hockey player, Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque, not only is he like built like a truck, but that man can play golf. And I will say this, I only met Mr. Bourque once and we played 18 holes together, but he can drink a lot of Red Stripe. He's good at that too. Oh my gosh. He's a +4 handicap with the Red Stripe. He's good. I enjoy my day with him.
Those hockey players and, you know, those baseball players are great golfers, right? And they know how to party as well. Keith, you're the ultimate host. Thank you so much for welcoming me this week down here in Montego Bay, and all the best to you. Continued success.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for coming.
Sports Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50+ sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.